Eileen Bell, the former speaker, has contacted us this morning. Good morning to you, Eileen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, what's your evaluation? Let's remember what Stormont is supposed to do. Stormont is supposed to, in that function of having a speaker and having debates, it is supposed to be the shining beacon of democracy in this country, of how we can all sit down and talk about how we run our lives better and how the people can trust politicians to bring in services and improve our lives. And now there's no speaker in the Assembly. Like, you could not make this up.
I agree with you. I am so sad, so disappointed, and to a certain extent so angry about the situation. The Speaker is also the presiding officer of a parliament or of a government, and that presiding officer should be above the political mire that there is at the moment and there has been for some time. And I am so sad that an agreement that was agreed on some time ago, even before 2011, there was the agreement, maybe not a formal agreement, that this would happen. And they're now putting it into this whole mire that is political talks that will not get anywhere. Nobody in the street, as they all say, the dogs in the street will know that these talks are not going to get anywhere. So what do we do? I think the only honourable thing that they can do is to just say, it is not fit for purpose, we have to go. If they cannot get a presiding officer to, as you say, Stephen, to make sure that it's a democratic situation, that it's a democratic devolved government, I think we really have to think seriously about the politicians we have there.
What is your, as a former speaker, what is your reaction to what's going on up there?
My reaction, as I say, is one of anger, is one of, to a certain extent, disgust. It's very, very sad that it's happened. When I stood down and gave the speaker position, the presiding officer position, to Willie Hay, an absolutely capable man, I was thinking, yes, we're now in a new era, but we're not. In fact, I think we're worse than we ever were. It's still a power struggle. It shouldn't be. It should be there for the people. And as Dolores and others...
So you're a former speaker saying that you think the political situation in Northern Ireland is worse than it's ever been?
Absolutely, I do think. It's worse than it's been. Certainly, I would never in a million years have thought when I stood down and gave that over to Willie that, you know, that we were going to be in this situation today, that they can't agree about anything, that it's a power struggle. As I say, I go round groups, women's groups, etc., and all I get is, what are they doing up there? Why don't you go up and shout at them? But it's actually past that point. And I am, on a personal level, very sad about it all. And I don't know where we're going to go now unless people actually sit down and really look at the things that they can agree on and then see if they can deal with the ones that they can't agree on.
You see, if you think about it, right, they're getting into these talks on Thursday, and that's about flags,
yes,
emblems, parades, welfare reform. Now, my goodness, are they going to be able to get that sorted out? Many people would suggest under no circumstances will they be able to sort that out.
I think a lot of people will do more than suggest.
But let's be optimistic and let's say that they come up with a deal. To be fair to Martin McGuinness and Sinn Féin, how can they even put any store whatsoever in what the DUP or Peter Robinson ever tells them again? How can any member of the public, if they were listening to a deal, the DUP stand up and say, we have done a deal for this country? How can any member of the public ever trust the DUP again?
That's the sad
how
thing
can
about
they?
It. I mean,
because the DUP might just do what they've done over the speaker situation. The First Minister gives a promise and then says, well, you know, yeah, we'll implement that. We still intend to, but.
Yeah.
But. So if you were Martin McGuinness, would you even go into those talks with the DUP on Thursday?
I would be thinking seriously about making the statement that I think that it is useless to go into talks when there is no promise of agreement at all, and certainly not about flags and emblems that there's been so many talks about, private and public. And as I say, that is really why I'm so angry and so disappointed at what's happening today.
Well, your alliance.
There's no mutual understanding there at all.
Your alliance. So what's your advice to your party and indeed your party leader, David Ford? Given what has happened here, should they go into the talks or pull out of them? Are they a waste of time?
I can't speak for David Ford. I do know that what he said yesterday, I would totally go behind about that we need, no matter how unhappy people might think about the Sinn Féin taking over a speaker, and that's a personal feeling. I personally have no worries about it, especially in someone like Mitchell McLaughlin. I think that they should really look seriously before they go into any formal talks to see if they could get this, because remember, Stephen, this is the presiding officer. This is the position that keeps everything democratic and everything stable. So we really need that looked at before they even go near political talks. If they bring that in with all the other things that you talk about, the parades, etc., we'll never get it agreed. And what happens then? We cannot exist without a speaker. We cannot.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be so passionate about it, but I'm so angry about it.
Well, you sound very... I don't think I've heard you this angry.
Sorry?
I don't think I've heard you this angry.
Well, yeah, because I always try to be optimistic, but I'm afraid I don't see any. I haven't seen it. I mean, I go around and
I'm just thinking.
I hear them talking about it, and they wanted the optimism to continue, and it hasn't.
I'm just thinking about when other politicians, if you perceive that Peter Robinson has broken a promise to both the public and indeed Sinn Féin over the speaker role. I'm just trying to think of other prominent politicians who have broken their word. I guess the most high-profile one would be Nick Clegg over tuition fees, wouldn't it?
But he was in a very difficult situation. That was a completely different situation. And again, you're not talking about this extremely important position of presiding officer or speaker. When in Westminster, when there was the problem over Michael Martin, that was a clear-cut decision that Michael Martin had to go, and everybody agreed to it.
And Eileen, do you put any store into what Peter Robinson and the DUP are saying, in that their position is they are going to honour their promise, they're just delaying it?
No, I don't. Because again, I say to you, this should never be in the political talks. This should be something that's separate, because it's a completely separate position. It's a very important... In fact, if you don't have a speaker, you won't be able to continue with the workings of government. And that's the basic bottom line. So you can't put it in with parades, with the past, that nobody has agreed with for the last N number of years. So I really think they should see if they could get this agreed before they go anywhere near other talks.
Eileen, thank you.